When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi guys, join us at the table today as we try to figure out which came first, the chicken or the egg. So join us in a few as we try to solve the age-old mystery. See you in a sec. Hi, and welcome back, guys. So, Sol, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Well, like I said in one of our previous episodes, which was called Shawarma, Ayam, Pagang, Padang, and Mango Lassi, I did state chicken, so I'm going to stick with that.
Chicken? Surely the egg came first.
No, it would have been the chicken.
But where'd the chicken come from? The egg, obviously.
How? A chicken laid the egg.
Yeah, but where did that chicken come from? The egg, right?
Yeah, okay, but if there's no chicken, then there's no egg.
Yeah, but how is that chicken in the first place if it doesn't hatch from an egg?
Well, chicken needs to be the first being to lay the egg. It's impossible for an egg to just be.
It was the egg.
No, it's
the chicken.
No, it's the chicken.
Okay, enough. We're going around in circles here. So obviously, we're not going to be able to sort this out in one episode. And it's probably going to remain one of those unsolved mysteries. Like black holes and dark energy matter. So, can you think of any unsolved mysteries or myths?
I can only think of one, and that's the Loch Ness Monster.
Interesting. Good old Nessie, eh? Well, that is a mystery indeed. But what's not a mystery is that I love my eggs, and I have them pretty much daily. How about you, Sol? Are you big on eggs?
I do like them. Shame I just don't like the yolk bit. That's why I eat them hard-boiled or scrambled.
Dude, that's the best bit. So you don't eat fried eggs with the soft yolk?
Well, when I have them scrambled, they are fried, but I don't like soft yolk.
But I think you're missing out there, Sol. I eat eggs almost daily for brekker. All variations, to be honest. And when you're talking eggs, there's plenty of eggs out there. Like duck eggs, fish eggs, caviar, for example. But we're going to focus on good old chicken eggs today.
Well, I have heard of them. But I only have chicken eggs myself.
Okay, cool. As I was saying, eggs are consumed across the world, largely for breakfast. The reason for this is that it's a relatively good and cheap source of protein. It's also slow metabolizing and a good source of energy. So it keeps you fuller for longer, which makes it ideal for people going to school, work, gym, really anyone looking for a good filling breakfast to kickstart their day.
Oats are another protein-based food. They're good for breakfast. Anyway, I digress.
Yeah, oats are good too. But we're talking about eggs here today, Sol. Speaking of eggs, Here's a quick recipe I found for you guys. It's called sweet potato kale frittata. So for this dish, you will need the following. 3 teaspoons avocado or olive oil divided. 1/2 cup red onions sliced or chopped. 1 clove garlic minced. 1.5 cups of de-stemmed kale chopped. 1 tablespoon fresh thyme plus more for topping. 8 eggs. 1/4 teaspoon of sea salt. 2 ounces soft goat cheese. 2 cups sweet potato chopped into bite-sized pieces. And finally, hot sauce for toppings. And the method for this, step 1, preheat the oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Step 2, roast sweet potatoes. Spread chopped sweet potatoes on a baking sheet with 1 teaspoon of oil. Toss and then roast for about 20 minutes until tender. Step 3. Saute veggies. In the meantime, melt remaining 2 teaspoons oil in an oven-proof skillet over medium heat. Add the onion and garlic and saute until tender and golden for about 8 to 10 minutes. Then add the kale and the thyme. Cook for another minute until kale has just wilted. Remove from heat and add roasted sweet potatoes once they're done. Step 4. Beat the eggs. Crack the eggs into a large bowl. Add the salt and beat well with a fork. Step 5. Add to skillet. Pour the beaten eggs into the skillet and use the fork to press the vegetables down into the egg mixture so that the eggs cover the veggies completely. Crumble the goat cheese over the top, then place the pan in the oven and bake until the center is set and lightly golden for about 10 to 15 minutes. Step 6. Cut into pieces and serve warm with a sprinkle of fresh thyme, and if you like, you could also drizzle a little bit of hot sauce on top just to get that little extra kick. And voila, you've just made your fritter. The great thing about this is you can keep it in the fridge for about up to 5 days, and it's fairly quick to cook. It takes approximately 10 minutes for prep time and approximately 25 minutes cooking time. So in about 35 minutes, you've got yourself some good brunch there. Lol.
I've not heard of the recipe, nor have I tried it. It's the cheese bit that puts me off, as I'm intolerant to milk, cheese, and yogurt. It does sound quick and easy to make, so I assume it would be a convenient dish for others.
Speaking of convenience, eggs are the ultimate convenience food. As well as being powerful and nutritionally dense, with a range of proteins and 18 vitamins and minerals, they're also very versatile. Almost all eggs are edible, but most commonly consumed are hen's eggs. However, there are a range of eggs such as bantam, duck, quail and goose eggs that are also available.
Well, I bet there is a range in cooking the eggs too.
Yes, there are lots of different methods. For example, you could fry them, poach them, boil them or bake them, or just crack them. Eggs are delicious and nutritious. They're considered nature's most perfect food, packed with protein and amino acids. As much as we rely on them for breakfast, lunch and dinner, and even dessert, of course, there are many interesting facts about eggs that aren't common knowledge. And here are some fun facts I bet you didn't know. Eggshells, colours have nothing to do with the flavour or nutritional value of the egg. For example, brown, white, and even blue and green eggshells simply indicate the breed of the hen.
I didn't know that. That was interesting. Please, carry on.
Okay. White eggs are more popular amongst commercial producers because chickens that lay white eggs tend to be smaller than their brown-laying cousins, therefore needing less food to produce the same number of eggs.
I would assume cost too, but that would be another topic. Any other reasons?
Well, there are several reasons why people tend to eat chicken eggs instead of duck or turkey eggs. Chickens lay more eggs, they need less nesting space, and they don't have the strong mothering instincts of turkeys and ducks, which makes the egg collection process a lot easier.
That makes sense.
Did you know the yolk and the whites of the egg contain the same amount of protein?
Yeah, I knew that.
Well, this fact certainly surprised me. Both the egg white and egg yolk contain 3 grams of protein each. So while we traditionally associate egg whites with protein, they don't really have an advantage over their yellow counterparts. However, the main difference is in the calories. While a single yolk contains 3 grams of protein for 60 calories, a single egg white provides you with 3 grams of protein for just 15 calories. So leaving out the yolk means you get an equal amount of protein for fewer calories. And that's all.
That was some interesting facts there.
Yeah, that's why you see some bodybuilders, especially if they're on season and have a competition coming up, leaving the yolk and only consuming the egg whites, as they want the protein without the extra calories.
I've heard people that have done that for marathons as well.
Also, did you know cage-free eggs may come from hens that live in cages?
Yeah, another fact that I knew.
Well, you must be a genius, Sol, because many people assume cage-free label on the carton means the chickens laying the eggs have the ability to roam around the field. Unfortunately, that's far from the truth. Cage-free only means hens are required to have a minimum of 120 square inches per bird, which is not even double the area of a conventional battery cage. Hens often still exclusively live indoors, either in large barns, also known as aviaries, or crammed into bigger, enriched cages that allow for some natural habits. Free-range eggs are certainly a step above cage-free, but the term is still a bit misleading. While free-range hens have the option to go outside, the reality is that many hens do not actually wander outside the barn doors. As a small area, it is only open for a limited time and usually doesn't accommodate the entire flock.
So free range sounds like the better option out of the two. Do you agree or not?
Yeah, totally. Actually, have you heard of or seen a documentary called Super Size Me?
Yeah, I've seen it. I watched it a long time ago, so I might just remember some of it.
Well, let me refresh your memory. So, Super Size Me is a 2004 American documentary directed by and starring Morgan Spurlock, who is an American independent filmmaker. So, Spurlock's film follows a 30-day period where he ate only McDonald's food. The film documents the drastic effects on Spurlock's physical and psychological health and well-being.
Ah, that rings a bell. It was a good documentary. to watch.
Yeah, it's a cool documentary. But he also released a second documentary called Super Size Me 2, Holy Chicken, released in 2017. And he goes into this topic in a lot more details. So I really recommend that you watch it. Plus, it's a great watch.
Sorry, I haven't seen that one. But yeah, I'll give it a watch some other time.
Yeah, make sure you do this time. Anyway, it's a common misconception that brown eggs have thicker shells than white eggs. In reality, the thickness of an egg solely depends on the age of the chicken. While young chickens lay eggs with harder shells, old chickens lay eggs with thinner shells. This thickness happens regardless of the chicken's breed or colour of the egg.
That was a cool fact. I didn't know that.
Yeah, eggshell colour doesn't indicate nutritional advantages. Blue, green and brown eggs all look more unique and interesting than white eggs. But just because white eggs are lacking in colour, it does not mean that they're lacking in nutrients. The difference in eggshell colour is solely due to genetics. Therefore, if a blue egg laying chicken is raised under the same conditions as a white egg laying chicken, there will be no difference in nutrition or taste between the different coloured eggs.
So, in a nutshell, they are all the same and the colour makes no difference.
That's right. The colour of the shell makes no difference at all. However, the egg yolk colour, on the other hand, does indicate nutritional differences.
In what way?
Well, egg yolks will range in colour from pale yellow to deep orange to even bright red, based on the hen's diet. Because free-range hens often eat more pigmented, nutritious foods that range from insects to grass, eggs from these chickens often have a richer coloured yolk. On the other hand, conventional grain-fed chickens will produce a lighter yellow yolk. As for those red yolks I mentioned, a chef by the name of Dan Barber from New York-based Blue Hill Restaurant worked with Cornell University researchers to develop a feed blend which was high in red peppers that allowed the hens to produce a strawberry-coloured yolk.
Strawberry-coloured yolk? I find that strange.
Yeah, I agree, Sol. It is kind of strange. But the rich, dark yolks will contain more of the potent antioxidants and compounds which will mop up harmful toxins that promote inflammation and fat storage. Other studies have indicated that the same healthy diet that produces rich coloured yolks results in eggs with higher levels of healthy omega-3s.
That's good to know. So what else have you learned in research about eggs?
Well, did you know hens turn their eggs over 50 times a day to keep the yolk from sticking to the sides?
I didn't know that. That's good to know why eggs are very sticky.
Also, eggs contain about 9 essential amino acids.
Wow, a total of 9? That's quite a bit.
Yeah, considering that eggs are the least expensive source of protein.
That I knew.
Also, eggs contain 0 carbs and no sugar, so it won't make you feel rounded after eating them.
I knew that as well, as the doctor told me to eat more eggs.
Yeah, the diet of the hen will determine the colour of the yolk.
As you previously mentioned about the strawberry yolk.
Indeed. Most eggs laid today are from one common breed of chicken. These hens are classified as white leghorns for white eggs, and for brown eggs, they commonly come from Rhode Island Reds or the Barred Plymouth Rocks. These are just different breeds of hens.
white leghorn. It's not like foghorn leghorn. Ha ha.
Oh, you mean the cartoon chicken, lol. Eggs are also a good source of nutrition for your eyes.
So are carrots. What's up, Doc?
Yeah, that's common knowledge. But I don't think it's common knowledge that consuming eggs are also good for your eyes. That's because eggs contain lutein, which helps in preventing age-related cataracts and muscle degeneration.
So you found the secret of Fountain of Youth then? Ha ha!
Well, I wouldn't go that far, Sol. Lol. But eggs are great in many ways. Did you know egg yolks naturally contain vitamin D?
I didn't know that. Well, I'll be peeling an egg now instead of an orange then. Ha ha!
Well, maybe have both, Sol. Because you do need your fruit and water. Actually, speaking of water, have you heard of the water test?
What water test are you talking about?
Well, apply the water test to an egg to determine its freshness. What they do is place the egg in a tall glass of water, and commonly what will happen is the fresh egg will always float, whilst the rotten egg will always sink.
I'm sure we did that back in school. Or have I just mixed this up with another experiment?
Well, there are some clips on YouTube to help refresh your memory, Sol.
We'll have a look then. Thanks.
Also, the date on your egg carton does not indicate the actual expiration. These eggs are usually edible for about 3 to 4 weeks after this date. So, you don't have to throw them out. You can still use them if you want to.
That I knew, as I always try to look for cheap eggs from the supermarket. They have two dates shown on the box. One is a sell-by date and the other is a use-by date. The use-by date is always 2 weeks more.
Yeah, there are different types of labels found on egg cartons. For example, cage-free refers to hens that were raised in an environment outside of cages. Free range means hens that are free to roam outdoors at some point. Also, certified organic eggs are from hens that are given a strict vegetarian diet.
Yes, I knew that, as I have some mates that only eat organic eggs.
Well, have you tried organic eggs? Because I've just recently started to get them. And yes, they are a bit pricey, but you can definitely taste the difference and you can feel the effects on your body afterwards. So I would definitely recommend trying organic eggs.
I've had a couple, not from the shop, but it's from someone who I work with and they raise hens at their home. She gave it to me and it was the first and the only time I've ever tried it. But I do try and look out for them in store when they are on offer.
Yeah. While I no longer consume caged hens, I saw a documentary once on how the hens are treated and it made me sick. Since then, me and my family have switched to free-range eggs, but now I might be switching again to organic eggs because they taste great.
Yeah, I knew about caged hens. I stopped eating them a long time ago. I mostly eat free-range. Since I found out how the hens are treated, it's disgraceful.
I agree. But yeah, let's lighten the mood up a little bit. So, do you know any egg jokes?
I only know of one. My children have mentioned it to me. And here it goes. How do monsters like their eggs?
I don't know.
Terror fried.
Lol, that was good. Well, I know a few. Are you ready?
Yep, let's get this done.
Okay. So, why did the egg cross the road?
Why did the egg cross the road then?
To get to the Shell station?
Okay.
Okay. What did the egg say after acing its test?
I don't know.
Omelette smarter than I look.
Okay.
Did you get it?
You didn't get it.
I'm a lot, but instead of I'm a lot, it's omelette.
Yeah.
Omelette smarter than I look. What did the hen say to her chick?
What did the hen say to the chick?
Don't you ignore me. Yeah, a bit lame, but that's how they're going to be. That's egg jokes for you. Okay, here's another one. Why did the egg fail its driving test?
I don't know why it failed their driving test. But why did the chicken fail the driving test?
Because he liked to accelerate too much. Okay, another one. How did the chicken feel after a long day on the farm?
I don't know. How did the chicken feel from a long day on the farm?
Exhausted. What's an egg's least favourite day of the week?
Friday.
Okay. Did you hear this one before?
No, it's just fry as fried because it goes with my previous joke, fried.
Yeah, you got it. Well done, that one. Okay, on to the next one. What did the two eggs say before they robbed a bank?
Sorry, I don't know. What did they say when they robbed the bank?
Let's hatch a plan. Okay, next one. What did the chef say after an incredible breakfast?
What did the chef say?
That was exceptional. Oh, God. Right, moving on. How do you make an egg roll?
How do you make an egg roll? Go on.
Just give it a little push. Moving on. What's an egg's favourite type of coffee?
What is it? Sorry.
An espresso. Okay, next one. How does a hen leave its house?
How does a hen leave its house?
Through the exit.
Ha ha ha, that was funny.
Speaking of exits, I think it's time for us to exit the show. I hope you enjoyed that, Sol. And more importantly, I hope you guys at home enjoyed it. I found it exciting. Lol.
Oh, please. Just send it now. I've had enough of these jokes.
Exactly, Sol. It's time to end now. Thanks for listening. I hope you join us next week for another great episode. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.